We are really excited because it is time for our annual visit with the cheese queen, Mackenzie Lindahl. Mackenzie is cheese buyer and perishables manager for Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji, and she is our point person for good cheese from and for all of us in our region. Your Majesty, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I love being here. And I love cheese.
Yes. And what do you have for us today?
Well, I always like bringing certain things and then talking about the cheesemakers and talking about the different varieties. But this year, I just couldn't decide what to do for you. And so I went with my party best, and I brought you a cheese ball.
Yay!
And I think we're going to go with the year of the cheese ball as our holiday theme right now, and I want to give you all some inspiration of what you can do with cheese balls.
Wow. Now, I see this cheese ball. Describe it.
So, okay. People have been really getting into the flavored goat cheeses or wedges of blue, and then all these brie rounds that I have. And so I just thought, why not make something with all the most popular selling things and see what we could come up with?
So this is a homemade cheese ball. This is not like a buy your ready-made cheese ball cheese ball.
This is no grandma's port wine spread.
Right.
So this is a Select Blue, St. Pete's Select Blue, which is aged in the caves of Faribault, Minnesota. In the sandstone caves. I've put just a tiny little chunk of brie in there. Cream cheese is kind of a base, which is always a place to start when you are thinking about what you're going to do. And then I put in a honeyed goat cheese from LeClaire, which is a Wisconsin favorite. Tons of varieties of that one. And then I added a little honey to sweeten it up, balance it out. Blues and honeys always work really well together. And then I have a little trick for rolling it in sliced almonds, just using, you know, a plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And this one turned out really pretty. Sometimes they turn out a little ugly. Can't be afraid of it. But I think you should try it. And I did bring a tiny little bit of each one of the individual cheeses so you could taste the whole thing and then see if you could pick out the difference.
Compared to the cheese on the plate, the cheese ball has a slight blue tinge to it because of the blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It almost kind of goes green.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I used my food processor thing and kind of really pureed and combined them well together. And that almost makes blues turn balls green. which is kind of cool. You could roll it in minced parsley and do the whole, like, holly jolly look.
Okay.
This one is rolled in the sliced almonds, drizzled with a little honey.
I've never made a cheese ball. I didn't know you could put it in a food processor and mix it up that way. I remember my mom, like, painstakingly, I don't know what
you
she was
doing.
You
can do that, too.
By hand.
Yeah, let the cheese temper.
Yep.
Get it to, like, a room temperature consistency and mash it together, and then you'll have like bits and chunks of the different cheese components throughout. This one I pureed basically.
I love it. It's blended.
Yeah, and I didn't add really any like liquid because you don't want to make it runny. You want it to kind of stand up a bit. But this makes a really awesome cheese spread too. Like, I mean, it's a cheese ball, cheese spread on crackers, dip kind of thing, but you can also spread it on the inside of your bread and make really grown-up, fancy-pants, grilled cheeses or crostinis or baked cheese toast kind of things with other accompaniments on top.
I love it. I would love to put this on a grilled cheese or something. There's a lot of after flavor popping up in my mouth.
Yeah,
right now.
That's probably the blue. I mean, blues, when you eat them,
they taste the sweetness.
You can taste them for a while. You know, they're complex and bold. And that's why, like, in a cheese ball, you want to kind of balance things out, have a couple different combinations. I mean, there's like a billion combinations. You can just open your cheese drawer and find all the little bits.
Okay, I was expecting sweeter than it is. It's just not very sweet, even though it has honey and honey cheese in it.
I feel like it could have used a little more honey in this one. But you could always, like, serve it with honey.
Last year you brought something we drizzled honey on.
Yeah, I bet we did.
You didn't add any spices or anything to this other than honey. It's just the cheeses.
Yeah.
It's just the cheeses coming out with all their loveliness.
Okay, before we started, Katie, you admitted that you don't like brie. What do you think of the brie in this cheese?
Well, I should have a piece of the actual just plain brie so I can discern that flavor and see.
Can you taste it in a cheese ball? Like, did you taste it?
I don't think so, but brie and me have an odd relationship. We got off to a rough start, and I really never gave her another chance. I do that sometimes with people and food. I write them off. But I'll try the brie, and I'll see if I can... I'll see if it turns me the other way.
I think this cheese ball really tastes like blue cheese. Like, it's a really potently blue.
This brie is really good. I didn't think I was... I actually thought I was going to cringe when I took a bite of it. But it's smooth.
Okay.
And creamy.
Awesome.
And... there's a lightness to it that I really like.
Nice.
And it's not strong. I don't know. I guess that's the there's a lesson here. If you had one bad experience with something.
Yeah, maybe you had an old stinky one that was kind of past its prime. Long in
it's
the tooth,
quite possible,
as it were.
But no, I can't. I don't taste that in the ball, but I can see where it would cut the strength of the blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, what are you thinking?
Well, I haven't tried the components of the cheese ball. I've only tried the cheese ball. So
the cheese, I just went back to the cheese ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's
good.
So full. And now I do smell that. Now I do smell. I do smell it. It's in my nasal passages now. But it does taste, I taste more sweetness to it now. So maybe it just depends on where you're at in the roll.
Yeah, and I think as this even comes up to maybe room temperature a little more of the fat will carry some of the more complex flavors, you know, throughout your mouth.
That reminds me, last year you gave a really good tip, which I wasn't aware of, as far as parties go and cheese. You said to slice your cheeses maybe like 45 minutes before your party or whatever, so it's they come to room temperature and their flavors are doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that at another party this fall.
Ooh.
A friend of mine was going to cut her cheese the day before, like in the morning, and put it in the fridge. And I was like, I'm no expert, but I talked to an expert. And I think you should wait till tomorrow, shortly before the party, and cut it. And then it wouldn't be dry out.
What was the response?
First, I felt like there was maybe a little pushback for about
I thought you were going to...
for about a minute.
Okay.
And then she was like, maybe you're right. And she went your way, and it worked out great.
I meant, what was the guest's response to the properly tempered cheese? Not your interpersonal. So clearly,
it worked
having
out.
A cheese ball is a lot of fun. We've established that.
It is fun, and this is something you could just stand around and graze on.
Yes.
You know.
Are there other combinations that you thought of when you were thinking about this cheese ball might have made into a cheese ball? What other cheeses would mix well into a cheese ball, do you think?
Any, all. But I think a couple of like starting point basic ideas are thinking about like classic dishes, like ham and cheese sandwich with roasted red peppers on it, right?
Mm.
So then you start with a cream cheese base, add a sharp cheddar, maybe a sprinkle of Parmesan, you know, finely chop, mince red peppers or roasted red peppers to roll it in. That's kind of how I would think, like take a dish or take a sauce or take a flavor profile or a salad, like a classic flavor combinations, and build from that idea. So like you could do a very sweet one, like a dessert cheese ball with your... you know, we have a maple bourbon chev. This is kind of where this whole thing started from, was my staff that works with me in perishables department was like, oh, I want to write a recommendation of how to make cheese balls. And I was like, oh. So then I started practicing. I used like maple syrup, fig jam, cream cheese, maple bourbon chev, and then rolled it in this sliced almonds. And it was like very desserty, like a cheesecakey or, you know, that kind of thing.
How much cream cheese do you, you know, because you said you use that as a base.
Yeah.
How much base to other cheese do you put in?
This is where I'm no scientific expert, because I'm kind of a shoot from the hip gal. And the brilliance of cheese balls is you can kind of use whatever you have. So if you have like a quarter pound or a half pound of cream cheese, you kind of build up from that how potent you want it to be. And I kind of went heavy with blue with this one. But that is the genius of it, is that you can make tiny cheese balls or large ones and have a extra stash in the fridge for your grilled cheeses or that kind of thing. So you can kind of go as small or as large as you want.
Is it harder to make a cheese ball out of a hard cheese than like a soft cheese?
Yeah, definitely. So like if you're going to use a super extra aged Parmesan, that's, you know, really hard and brittle almost compared to like a cream cheese. Perhaps you would want to grate it really finely, and maybe you would want to grate it finely and use that to roll your cheese ball in to add that. Like, I mean, there's the components of the interior, right? And then there's the what you roll it in to make it pretty and add that flavor and depth. Seeds, nuts, you know, chopped walnuts, dried fruit, craisins, pecans, herbs, everything bagel seasoning, poppy seed, garlic herb, bits of bacon would be like, if I had more time, that's what I would have done to this one, is rolling in bits of bacon or prosciutto or ham. Meat and cheese go really well together for obvious reasons, and the salt and the fat.
I tried the goat cheese. It is a honey goat cheese, and I did that because, kind of like Katie, I like goat cheese okay, but it's never been my favorite, and it's very dry. It's kind of a dry cheese, and it's tangy tart, but it has just a little bit of honey in it, which is good. I can taste it in the cheese ball now.
Okay, because you had that, because you tasted it individually, then your tongue picks up on the other stuff.
Yep.
So there's three cheeses in here.
Well, technically four if you count cream cheese.
That's always a base, sounds like.
It can be. Or you could use, like, if you kind of go maybe the more plant-based or vegan route, you could use a nut milk-based cream cheese and do a vegan-style riff on any of these ideas. A dash of, like, liquid smoke would add a really, you know, maybe more of the umami, like, cheese angle if you're going to go kind of plant-based. Some thoughts there.
And you're serving these with crackers, and you mentioned maybe drizzling with honey. What other things go with the cheese ball?
Any crudité tray, like your carrot and celery sticks, red pepper strips, radishes, jicama, like something that has a firm, crisp crunch to it that you can scoop and spread with. I was almost going to bring apple slices this morning because I thought that would be bomber with nut, fruit, honey, blue, you know, that combination.
Apple slices are so good with cheese.
Yeah. And then, of course, you want to have your salami or summer sausage tray nearby because you can have a bunch of little, you know, cute little knives and that kind of thing. So you can do the spread and then top with really nice salami or a pepperoni slice or whatever.
Mackenzie, I want to just go to a party right now and have a cheese ball and all the things that go with it.
Well, I have like a total challenge for people this year is to send me their pictures of their cheese balls. I think that would be like so fun and kitschy. I am inspired to make more. So we should have a cheese ball challenge.
I think that sounds super fun.
Well, we can post them with this story on our website.
Yeah.
If they come in, we can just like post them and link them on social media too so everybody can see them. So
yeah.
Send your cheese balls to comments at kaxc.org.
Yeah, we want to see them all. I was just talking to a friend about how I want to have a cocktail party, a 70s themed cocktail party.
Well, cheese balls seem
with
very
balls.
70s, right?
Yes. It's coming together.
Oh my gosh. Now we need to pair them with like drinks or cocktails or something like that.
Let's set a date. That'd
be fun.
Yeah.
All right. That is Mackenzie Lindahl. She's our cheese queen. Send us your pictures of cheese balls and let us know what's in them. Email comments at kaxe.org. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I have so much fun with you guys.
This is so good. The simplicity of this is amazing to me. The fact that you didn't add any outside flavors other than the honey. It's just the cheeses coming through. So you chose very well.
Cheers.
It's the Wednesday Morning Show, connecting you to good ways to celebrate the holidays.